Okay, regards to Eretz Yisrael, to everybody. We should do a class trip once and learn there for a while. Now let's see if I got any smarter with the Avira Da'ara. Let's see if I can. I'd like to very much to give over to you the topic we're going to discuss today, which is an important topic because it's a kolistika topic. Every kolistika topic is it's something you have to put more effort into being kainer. We're going to start with the pshat in Marshan the Marshal and work our way to the halacha. Now, instead of starting with Tosis Amirai, where there's a machlokes to Marshan the Marshal, we're going to start with Tosis Bishlamo, which doesn't look as frightening. The Marshan the Marshal argued there as well. Now, concentrate on Tosis Kasha because the whole beginning of the machlokes has to do with Tosis. Now, I want to remind you from Thursday. We know Eved va'akum haba bas Yisrael. There's a man diyama havlad namzer. We don't paskin that way. We paskin Eved va'akum haba bas Yisrael havlad kosher. That an intermarried couple, a Jewish woman, Rahman al-Islam marries a guy. The child is kosher. What does kosher mean? Rashi and Kedushin, Daf, I think Zayin Vav, and most Rishayim and Lahalacha we paskin Havlad Kosher means he's a kosher Yid. He's a Jewish child. If you go out in the street and you talk to Yidden that never learned the sugya, never learned the Sariyusin, you'll tell him intermarried lady, a Yiddish woman with a guy, the child's Jewish. That's what Amad Abar. However, Tosfos Shita in Kedushin is that Eved Va'akum Abba Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a kosher guy. Kosher guy means he's not a mamzer. A guy who's Megayer, he becomes a ger, his children are Ksherim. A mamzer is a mamzer. A mamzer can't do anything about it. Havlad kosher. The one kosher means a kosher guy. In other words, the man yom Havlad mamzer is mamzer. The man yom we paskin like that says havlad kosher, taisa shita in asar yosin is it means the child is a kosher a guy. It's a funny word, a kosher a guy, because a mamzer is more of a Jew, is more kosher klapishmaya than a guy. But it means for the issue of being the guy and having normal children, havlad kosher means that he's a guy. Now, in these taisasim, the Marshal resists. He doesn't want to explain our Tosis in, like Tosis in Kedushin. You always want to explain something that it should go lahalacha. It should fit like most Rishayim. So, behind the scenes of the Machlokes, the Marshal and the Marshal, is that before they started learning Tosis, the Marshal wants to explain the whole sugya. Eved va'akum haba b'Yisrael havlad kosher means the child is a kosher yid. That's how the Marshal wants to explain it. The Marshal, on the other hand, is perfectly happy explaining our Tosfosin, like Tosfosin Kedushin, that Eved Va'akum Haba Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a kosher guy. That's how the Marshal explains Tosfos. So before we start the Tosfos, that's sort of behind the scenes what's going on. Is that the Marshal wants to explain our Tosfos in Kafi Rav Rishayim, Kafi Mos Rishayim? There's no Shiva to say Tosfos in one Masechta holds like Tosfos in a different Masechta. Lav Dafka, they come from different Bali Tosfos. That's the Marshal's Mahalach. The Marshal is going to be Matchik to make it fit. The Marshal, on the other hand, is perfectly happy that this Tosfos should fit with the Shita of Tosfos and Nida in Asar Yosin, who holds that Havlad Kosher means the Vlad is like the father, which is either a guy or an Eved, depending on the case. Okay, that's the background to what we're going to learn now. So we're going to learn the Tosfos. Now that background is going to lead to a Chiddush. And we're going to have to see if that Chiddush is at Miss Ladina. But that's the background. Now look at Tosfos Bishlama, just Tosfos Kasha. Bishlama Lamandiyam Mishum Evdei Shloima Kasavar. What did the Gemara say? That if you hold that the people of this city, Talmud, that the issue with them is because of Avdei Shloima marrying in, so the Gemara said, Bishlam Mishum Avdei Shloima, because of Evakam Babas Yisrael, Avlad Mamzer. The Gemara said, what's the problem taking Geirin from this city? Because there are Mamzerim there. That Avdei Shloimai, who married the nice Yisrael, Evavakum, Abba Yisrael, Havla Mamzer. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara is fine. The Man Yama Havla Mamzer, there are no two Pshatim. Havla Mamzer is plain Pashim Pshat. Now Taisus Bishlama asks, let's make it fit like the Mandiyamar, Emevakum Hababas Yisrael, Havlad Kosher. That place is cash. If Lad Kosher, what's the problem? If Emevakum Hababas Yisrael, the child is kosher, so what's the problem with the Avdei Shloimai? So look at Taisus. What does Taisus say? In Taimon. Lomalu Limisdi Tamum Mishra Mamzeris. Why do you have to say because Havlad Namzer? Maybe really Havlad Kosher. Havalele Meimer Mishum Avdei Shloimai Davadim Asurim B'Yisraelis. It should have said because of Avdei Shloimai, because Avadim are Asurim in Yisraelis. Now, how do you touch those six words? Mishum Avdei Shloimai Davadim Asurim B'Yisraelis. There are two ways to touch. How did you learn it? Shum Avdei Shloimai Davad. Avdei Shloimai is a guy. And the child will be a guy. So the Marsha, that Marsha here is in the Maduri Basra of the Marsha. He teaches as follows. Mishum Avdei Shloimai. We should be afraid of the Avdei Shloimai marrying Jewish women. The Avodim Asurim Yisraelis. The child of an Evan and a Bas Yisrael. The Marsha is going like this in Kedushin. That have like kosher means the child's like the father. So Taisus is saying, Mishum Avdei Shloimai, Davadim Asurim Yisraelis. First way to learn Taisus, the Marsha's way. That Taisus holds, Evavak Mabo is Avlak Kosher, means kosher a guy. So Pshat in Taisus is, Mishum Avdei Shloimai, Davadim Asurim Yisraelis. Because the Eved will be born of Bas Yisrael. The child will be like the father who's an Eved. And so the child who's an Eved is also be Israelis. Because the child will be an Eved. Eved can be Megayer. A guy can be Megayer. Eved can be Megayer. Shem Davodim, Avodim Asurim be Israelis. Okay, don't tell you Tessa Rush in a second. The Mashal says like Tessa Rush. I'll get to it in a second. But first, the Mashal learns Davadim Asurim Yisraelis means Davadim are the child of Avdei Shloimai, a Jew, a Jewish woman. That's how he learns. The Marshal teaches, and the Tosfos Rosh says the same mahalach. Mishum Avdei Shloimai doesn't mean the descendants of Avdei Shloimai. We're worried about the Avdei Shloimai themselves. We're worried about the Avdei Shloimai themselves. That they themselves, the says within their own family of Avdei Shloimai and Shivchas of Shloimai, within the family of the Avadim, that they're not allowed to marry Yisraelis. Now, Taka, if they marry Yisraelis and have a child, the child's a kosher yid. Because remember, the Mashal is going with the Mahalach, that if an Eved was to marry a Bas Yisrael, then the child would be a kosher yid. So Mashal can't learn Pshat and Taisus because of descendants of Avdei Shloimai who married the Nice Yisrael. The Mashal and Mashal are arguing, let's explain this Taisus like Rashi. The Mashal says to explain like Rashi and most Rishayim. Right. No, they're arguing if we should explain this Taisvis like Rashi and Kedushin, which is the Marshal's Mahalach. It's not because of Rashi, it's because most Rishayim hold that way. The Marshal wants to explain Taisvis like most Rishayim, that if the Eved marries a Bas Yisrael, the child is a Kashari Yid. So Memela, he learns Mishum Avdei Shloimai means the Avodim themselves. The Marshal doesn't have to come on to that. It's a big daichik from Shlomo HaMelech till today. They're still within their own family. Avadim, Shlomo HaMelech was a number of years ago. So the Marsha explains that Avdei Shloimai married Bnei Yisrael and the child is an Eved like the father. So the Marsha explains Taisus as the Shita is all over Shas. The Shita is in Kiddush. Evevakam Basral the Vlak Kashim is a kosher guy. And the Marshal, no, he wants to explain the Shafit with all the Rishayim that hold that the Vlad Kosher means a Kosher Yid. And therefore, the Marshal writes on this Taisvis a few words. He says, Pirish, Vloinosu Yisraelis Klau. The Adi Shlomi didn't marry Yisraelis, they married within their own family. So we're afraid there still are Adi Shlomi among us. That's the Mahalach of the Mashal and the Mashal. It has to do with Pshat in this Taisis. As far as this Taisis is concerned, it just has to do with Pshat. It doesn't buy us a great Nafkamina for other places in Shas. Now the reason I start with this Taisis is a lot easier to learn the Machlokes, the Mashal and the Mashal into this Taisis, into the first line of Taisis. The second place the Mashal and the Mashal argue is on Veleka Lameimar in the previous Taisus. The third wide line, Veleka Lameimar, in that part of Taisus. Now here, if you learned it already, you learned it already. If you didn't look at it yet, I'm not going to be able to explain it to you now. To learn through a Taisus with the Pshat, it's a little complicated. You have to make the Cheshmi yourself. But the Mashal and the Mashal have an identical machlaikis in how to explain the words. Those words. The third Y line of Taisa at the end. Lekel Meimim Shum Desavra. Davlat Kosher. The Baser Evdikhan Ve'Evet Shadin Olay. Now Pasher Pshat sounds like the Marsha. Those words. The Baser Evdikhan Ve'Evet Shadin Olay. Those words mean the baby goes according to the father. Baser Evdikhan Ve'Evet Shadin Olay. That's how the Marsha learns. That it means the child of a guy with a Jewish woman is the same as the father. Mashallah, that's Taisa Shita. And Asari Yosin, that's Taisa Shita here. Mashal doesn't want to learn that. And therefore, the Mashal has to come up with a different pshat. The words of Taisa sound like the Mashal. The words of Taisa. The Basa Ivikon Vavit Shadin Alei. Why? Why? So the Mashal says here a tremendous chiddush. I'll tell you the chiddush and I'll tell you the words because the words have something to do with it. But the chiddush of this Mashal is that it's possible for a Jewish child, who has a din of a yid, the father's a guy, mother's a yid, and the child, api din, is a yid. Havlat kasher, remember the Mashal goes with the shita, a kasher a yid. Mashal says that such a child, if he mixes in with Gayim and he doesn't carry himself as a Yid, then he becomes a Gay. This Mashal is a Velt Mashal. It's a Mashal that is a Chiddush all over Shas. The Mashal says something that to us is strange. That a person born a Jew, if he's Noyig Atzmai Kaveh Kechav, if he assimilates with the Gayim, he doesn't say, I only have the words of the Mashal. I can't look at Shulchan Aruch to see how it goes. He says, if he assimilates with the Gayim, then he gets a din of a Gay totally. Those are the words of the Mashal. Now, that is a chiddush that needs a hesber. How could it be such a thing? Father's guy, mother's a Jew. So he, Avlak Kashim, is a Jew. And it's possible for him to have a din of a guy. Of course, Klap Yishmai, we're talking Klap Yishmai. Now, I want to impress on you what a nafkamina this makes, because the Gemara is going to talk about shortly the din of Kavur Kamech Tzalmech, at least the way Rashi learned the Gemara. If we were to pass like this Mashal in the United States today, we know there are assimilated Jews in every major city. We know it's a borrower that in New York City there are assimilated Jews. The meaning that you go out into the street on Shabbos, if you have a heter to use a guy to something, you call a guy in, the Mashal would disagree with that, L'chaim. Because we know that there are assimilated Jews. Now, like Rasha will be good. In other words, how can we go out on Shabbos and call in a guy to do malach? And if there are assimilated Jews in New York City or in Chicago or in Cleveland, whichever city you happen to be, and you're going to call in a guy, if you know there's one Yid who carries himself like a guy, so how can you do it? Kol kavua kemetzal mechzedami. How could you call him in? Now here the Marshal will be a benefit for us. The Marshal would answer our minute. Marshal says, what do you mean? They assimilate the guy, even the kula, you can call him in. We have to see if the Marshal is only if the father is a guy, because we don't really know Hashkafa Rishayda, we don't know a difference. So that in a way the Marshal would make things a little better. As a matter of fact, there's a tshuva in the Marashdam about the yichus of a certain child, and it's not even the yichus of a child, it's a woman who got married to a man who refuses to give her a get. So one of the tzadim that the Marashdam uses is the Marashal. He says, this man is an assimilated Jew. So maybe he's not a Jew. He's not a Jew. His kedusha is not a kedusha. So to rely on the Marashal straight out, he doesn't. But he uses it as a tzirif. A tzirif to be mekel. Such a sheep. What?
You could ask the friar Jew next door also. What are they going to go for?
What if they get a guy? Go into my friar Jew next door. If he's totally assimilated, you know, if he marches in the Smith Israel Day parade, he still identifies as a Jew. He's just a Russia. He does have Eris. He's a Tanishan Ishbet. It means he's assimilated totally. He doesn't, he's not Yigat Mekhev Kecha. So, you know, he buys Israeli bonds. He's also, he's not Noye Ka'akum. All right, so we don't have Gedarim. How assimilated is assimilated? But certainly so much as the Shtakach Shem Yisrael Mimenu. It should be. If you ask me, you're Jewish, says, I don't know. That should be enough. Okay, look. So we have a Mechudish Dika Marshal. So we'll try to live with it. But it doesn't end there. It gets more complicated. Because the Marshal is not a Yachid. I assume you learned the bottom of the Amid and the top. I'm not going to go through a whole Gemara now. But on the next Amid, the second Lashon of Rabbi Eichon, the second... Shat. The Gemara is going to say in the Ikad Amri, Kamrisa Kamei de Shmuel, when the Memra was set over in the Tishmuel. So the Gemara about a dozen lines has a word line. Loizazu Misham Achasam Oydekachav and Gemurim. It's talking about the Aseres HaShvatim. Now I know when you were little boys they told you all about the Sabbat Yom and that the Aseres HaShvatim on the other side of Sabbat Yom. It's Machlokes in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva says there's no Sambat Yain. I'm not talking about some Misnagid who said it. No, Rabbi Kiva in the Gemara. The Madiyam in the Gemara, Tana, who says there's no Sambat Yain. The Aseres HaShvatim mixed in with the Goyim, and they're lost. Ein Asidim Lazlar, he says. If Mashiach's going to come, they're not going to take them back. I'm not talking about the. I'm talking now about this. So he says that they assimilated among the Goyim. That's this Gemara. Asugya is assuming the Aseres HaShvatim are mixed out with the Goyim. That's our sugi. So Shmuel says, "Lo yizazu misham ad shaso evikachav in gemurim." That's pashup pshat in the Gemara. Pashup pshat in the Gemara, like the Marshal. The Gemara says that they made a takana on the Aseres HaShvatim, the goyim gemurim. The word gemurim sounds like even the kula. The mekadosh and isha is kedushin. The Meiri on this Gemara says that asam goyim gemurim is afla kula. Even if you know for sure it's in the Aseres HaShvatim, but Asam Kegayim Gemurim, and you're allowed to have him do Malacha for you on Shabbos. So the Marshal has already a friend, he has the Meiri, that says like him.
What's the case? Is Asam really Jews?
Their mother's a Jew, the father's a Jew, but because they assimilated into the Gayim, so Chazal made a Takana, they have a Din Gayim. And we don't have to be Chayshish for Kol Kavuk and Asam Echza, that the one who's coming here might be from the Aseres HaShvatim. Now Zichr, there are individuals of the Aseres HaShvatim who stayed from. Gemara says, Yirmiyah brought them back almost 100 years after they went out. He brought back Yechidim from every Shevet. They didn't. It means the ones that assimilated. The ones that assimilated, they're out.
That's the case by Karma, the same thing.
See, maybe this is dafka takana for Saras HaShvatim. You could argue such a thing. That the Mi'iri says that they have a din of Gayu Gemurah. Rav Moshe, in the last Ha'ara, on the first parak, Ha'ara Peites, he's matmi on this whole Mahalach. He says there can't be such a thing. A Yid is a Yid. You can't become Ice Yid. On the Mi'iri, he says that the Sefer HaMi'iri is not Muga. We don't really know if it's authentic. A lot of Gedolim have hisnagdos against using the Nuk Savin, Chazanish especially. So you said you shouldn't even learn the Mi'iri, which a lot of people are Makayim for one reason or another. But Chazanish was against it. He said, you find Nuk Savin. He said, even if they're authentic, first of all, they may not be authentic. Even if they're authentic, we don't paskin based on Nuk Savin. So there were hundreds of great people, or thousands of great people in the diaries. Whoever this Yatta Dishmaya made, that Esparim listed, they're the ones that we use. But I could take that. So has Rav Moshe learned this Gemara? A psalm guy in Gemurim. So Rav Moshe writes that they made them Goyim Gemurim Lekabi Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, called the Mekadosh, the Rabbanah Mekadosh. Efkin Rabbanah Kiddushin, Minei. Rabbanah have a Kayach on Kiddushin. To be Mefkiya Kiddushin. That's Hefkin Bezin Hefker, however it works. So Rav Moshe learns Pshat in this Gemara, not like the Mi'iri. He's saying Pshat is a psalm guy in Gemurim Lekabi Kiddushin. Just Lekabi Kiddushin. The Keren Oira on Yud Zayin is also bothered. How could it be such a thing? I see it. He says they did it up in Ruach HaKodesh, the pasuk that the Gemara brings, Vashem Ba'agdu, Kibanam Zarim Yuladu. He says that up in Ruach HaKodesh, and like you say, it's only Aseres HaShvat. But we have, once again, a Das Yachid. His Lashon is up in Neviim Ruach HaKodesh. That's what Lashon is. What? It's worse, okay, it's bad. I don't know. I can't explain it. My point is, we have a Marshal, and we have a Mi'iri, that say something that sounds veiled. We don't really understand it. We see how those that talk about it talk about the diet. We find in a place, the Marshal, we used to sing, Bichidush in the Marshal. Shal didn't reckon himself too much with the other Rishayim, and Mi'iri also has Chidushim. The Shach, though, is pretty consistent. The Shach, the Derech of the Shach, is a total Shibut to the Rishayim generally. You look, you take a Shach that's big Chidushim, he doesn't even say a Svara sometimes, he just brings Makairus and Rishayim. There's a Shach in Yeredeus in the Kufnun Tes, Sivkot and Gimel. It talks here about the Kutim. So you have to know, there's a Gemara in Chulin, which is almost identical Lashon to this Gemara. It says, Lo Zazu Misham, Ad She'asu HaKutim Kigayim Gemurim. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. So it's exactly the same type of thing about the Kutim. Now, who are the Kutim? The Kutim are Goyim. They came into Eretz Yisrael in the time of Sancheret, and they were Megayer. The Kutim. Shaila Gerei Arayu Seim, Gerei Emma Seim. When they were Gai Bemis, they were Gai Bemis. So the Gemara says that the Kutim, even if you hold Gerei Emma Seim, they were good Gerim, or so on Gai and Gemur. The Shach here writes, Kaim Alam Bekama Duchti, She Gozru Ala Kutim, or so on Kai Bekachav and Gemurim, V'deichik Lai Medavka Lahachmir. And it's not true, he says. It's a daichik to say they made them goyim gemurim just lahachmir. Just lahachmir, shtei shchdasa masura. Avaloi lahakul. No. Kivin da asam kaivichon gemurim. Mashma lagamri asam kaivichon gemurim. He learns vaita, such a shita, that it's shayach to make a goy, a yid into a goy. It's shayach to make a takana about an assimilated yid, that he has a din of a goy. So we have now the Marshal, the Marshal, the Mi'iri, and the Shach that are saying the same thing. The Chavis Das, which is of course the Nesivis, Chavis Das here in the back, on Kufnun Tes, Sivkot and Dalid, sounds like Rav Moshe. He writes, Koshli Devrei Shach, Kimi Devrei Shach, Yesh Lohem Din Mumer, Yisrael Ma'al Yehu, V'Kiddush HaKiddushin, V'Chem L'Chol Mi'iri, Mumer Din Yisrael Yesh Lohem. A mummer is also a yid. In Kain, after chacham asam ka'akum, mekava kai mechiyesh kayach biyach chacham la'akadavim in atayre, bekum v'asei. He's matmiya. is not to be the same tamiyah that the Karen Ayur and Ramesha have there. He has the same tamiyah, but it's something to have tamiyahs on now three Gedolei Israel that say the same idea. What? But this was not Harashah, this is Ladairus. Harashah means temporary, not Ladairus. Harashah means just for today. Harashah, you don't have to have Ladairus. But Navi and Navi is something else. Up in the void. Yes. But the Rambam says that. No, but it's not about the Kutim, certainly not up in the void. So Ramesha answers the Shach. He's bothered by Ramesha calls it the Rav, the Bartanura in the Rabbi Kivegi at Tzechem Zitzu in Nida Perakzayim Mishnah Gimel V'Dalit. The Bartanura says such a thing that the guy in the Kutim are like guy in Megamri. So Ramesha says Kutim could be different. Why Kutim different? So Ramesha writes it could be by the Kutim it was a Gloy Milsul and Afreya that the Geirus was never a Geirus. Because they were Megayr. And there was a Machlaikis of Geri, MSA, Megayri, Arayasim. Arayas means a fake. They did it because they were afraid of the lions. Machlaikis. Later, it was a Gloy Milsa that they still had the Avodah Zarah from before they were Megayr. So Ramesha writes, it could be by Kutim, Gloy Milsa and Afreya, that they were always Gayim. So it says, Asom, Kegayim, Gemurim, it doesn't mean they made a new takana, their Gayim. It means that it's a Gloyim Milsa, they were always Gayim, so from now on we're going to consider them Gayim. He's learning that it was, that they you have to know, by Tanoim, if you have the word Kuti in a Mishnah, it usually means a Yid. If you have Kuti in the Gemara, it means a guy every single time. I've never had a Gemara that Kuti meant a Yid. In the Mishnah, you have in the third paragraph of Ksuvis, it talks about the Knas for Aynas and Mephata. So it says Kutim. Kutim means a Jewish woman also gets a Knas. A Kuti woman also gets a Knas. In Gemara, Kuti is used as a synonym for a guy. Kutim means guy. Because in the time of the Tanoim, there was still a machlaikis of Geri Emesain or Geri Arayasain. Typically, if a Tana meant a Goy, he said Akum, or Goy. If a Tana meant Kuti, he meant the Kuti who he holds is really a Yid in the Mishnayos. By the time of the Gemara came, it was already what the Gemara says in Cholin, that Loizazu Misham Ashaso Goyim Gemurim, they made them Goyim. Which were Moshe's timing, they made them Goyim because of Gloy Nosel and Afreya, that they were always Goyim. That the whole Geiris was a mistake. Till now, he had a Machlaikis Geiri Amis Geir Arayis. But now that they found the Musiaina, they found that they had hidden their Avodah Zarah still. So it's a Gloy Nosel and Afreya. Now, whether you learn a Gloy Nosel and Afreya, which is the way Moshe is learning, presumably the Marshal and the Marshal, and then the Miri will learn, no, you can make somebody a guy. We end up. So what does Rabbi Shah do? We have the Mashal, Rabbi Shah doesn't have a teretz for. The Mi'iri, which Rabbi Shah dismisses, and the Shach, and the Bartanura, which he says Kutim are different. But we have already three, or if you count the Bartanura, four places where we have such a musig that a Yid could be Ois Yid, something that everybody assumes instinctively is not true. We grow up that the mother's a Yid, once a Yid, always a Yid. A guy can become a Yid. Once you're a Yid, you can become a guy. That's why we know Egel HaLacha. So it's a little difficult to try to substantiate the Mashal Shita because the HaLacha, we never heard such a thing. On the other hand, it's hard to ignore it. What? Could you do
a bris on Shabbos?
You can't do a bris at all on such a child. You know, I'll do a bris on a guy. So I said, do a bris on a guy. According to the
Because
we don't pass him like the Mashal. We don't pass him like the Meiri. We don't pass him like the Shach. But they hold such a thing. So there is some cipher. It's the Yikar Metzias. I happened to bump into it. And I was on the Arachayim. It's in Hilchas Tefillin. It's in the Gilyan of the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Lamites. In Arachayim, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, And the words of the Samsifer are that Yesh Kayach Li Yisrael Lahashlech, maybe this is the word Hamerdim V'Lasay Samakum, that Klal Yisrael has a right, Klal Yisrael as a whole has a Kayach to make somebody Oisid, to throw out categorically certain people from among the Yid. And that's what it means, Leizazu Mishon, that they had to make such a takana. But that's as a Shvatim, or the Kutim, and the Chassam Seifer says it about other groups besides the Kutim. He's not talking about Kutim, he's talking about as a Shvatim. He's talking about other, you have to see what he's talking about. And he says that it's Mutter, Chassam Seifer, and he brings a Makar from Tanakh, or Pasuk in Ezra. Says when Ezra gathered the Yidden together, he made a gzeira, whoever doesn't come. So he said there, Yacharam kol rechushai. Some of you might remember in Gittin, when the Gemara by the sugya of Shemitah, the Gemara there, it was in the fourth parak, the Gemara there said, Hefke bezn hefke. This Hillel's takana is a takana of Hefke bezn hefke. So Gemara says, how do you know Hefker Bezna Hefker? So the Gemara brings one of the Pshatim, a Pasuk in Ezra, Yacharon Kol Rechushai. What does it say there? That if all the Yidden didn't come to the gathering that Ezra was making, everything they own will be Hefker. And that was pretty good. It got everyone to come. So the end of that Pasuk of the Yacharon Kol Rechushai is the Bodel Mikahal Hagayla. Be thrown out of Klal Yisrael, at the group that came back from the Golos. Some Seifer learns that there's such a thing, that a person who was born a Yid could become a Yid. Klal Yisrael has such a kayach. It's a clear to understand such a thing. What? The Some Seifer theorized that way? I've never seen it in his Truvas. I only know it to explain a Beis Yosef. He explained a Beis Yosef there in Hilchos Tefillin. Whether Sosef was naive that way, la'alacha, I would be hard-pressed to think that anybody would pass in such a way. On the other hand, it's Mavel Arayin, if you know how many Jews were assimilated, before World War II, in 1935, there were 5 million Jews in America. In 1990, they did a census of Jews, and there were 5 million Jews in America. That's after everyone who came after the war came. Everybody else came to America. And yeshiva started, and the same number of Jews. What happened to the descendants of all those other Jews? They were mixed in with the Goyim. When they do their census, they make a census of those who identify themselves as Jews. Api halacha, there are many more Jews than we know about. So I don't know what's going to be when Mashiach comes. If he's going to regala everybody, so every from Yid is going to have a class of about 1,000 people he's going to have to start teaching to in order to. And it's going to be. The Rekiva says that their Seres HaShvatim Mashiach is not going to be Megala. If Mashiach is going to come, they're among the Goyim. They're ice. They're assimilated. That's it. Ein Asidim Laza. It's Lashon Gemara. So, Lahalacha, I can't tell you anything like the Marshal or the Chassam Seifer, but it's a plea. And we're sitting here learning something that is a Chiddush Gadol. We have 4 or 5 places to point to. We have the Meiri. We have the Marshal. Marshal is very clear. You look at the Lashon. It's not so clear. I'll tell you in a minute why. But we have the Marshal, the Meiri, the Partanura, who says it by Kutim, the Shach, and then now it's some Seifer. The Seifer is a Pesach that we use the Dairis. So we're learning a tremendous Lashon. Now I do have to tell you, if you looked at the Lashon of the Marshal, the Marshal's Lashon teases you, because the Marshal's language is that Hari Hu Kishara Vikachavim Ukemat Shembam Din Yisrael. What does Kemat mean? Kemat Shembam Din Yisrael. How to understand? Today you have a Baal Tshuva. For 10 days they didn't know they were Jewish. He knows he's Jewish. He has a picture of the Matzeva of his mother, and it says, you can see it's a Yid. So anybody has any Havamina? There's a Shaila, he needs Geiris, Chas V'Shal. We don't start up at Yuchsin. The Lamaisa, we have such a Shita. Now, before I come to try to explain it, and one more Maramachim, Ramayshin a Tshuva, Digris Mayshin, in Ebenezer Chelek Dal, a Tshuva Pei Gimel, has a Maisa with a Freya couple that got married, and they had a child, and the mother, who was Jewish, but not from, wanted the child to have a bris milah. Mara says that bris milah, it's a funny thing, assimilated Jews, they still want their child to have a bris milah. Gemara says, because Klai Yisrael is makabla b'simcha, so the day is, you would think if there's one thing they don't do, you would think of bris milah, take an 8-day-old baby and do a bris. But they do it. Right? They do it with a doctor, they do anesthesia, but they do a bris. So the mother wanted a bris milah and the father didn't want. So they were arguing about it. So finally the father told the mother that he converted, he's a Catholic. I see, so it wasn't a firm Catholic either, because she didn't know. He said, I converted a long time ago, I shmad myself, I'm not really Jewish. I didn't tell you, I was afraid you wouldn't want to marry me. That's what he said. But I really shmad myself, and I don't want my child to ever miss me. That's what happened. So I don't know, because of that, or whatever reason, they split up, and I got divorced. But she never got a get. And the Kedushin was a Yiddish Kedushin. The same reason she had a bismillah, she had a Kedushin. So now the Shaila was, if she needs a get. So there Ramesha brings the Marajdam, which was Maharajdam, who holds that you could use as a tzirif this shita. You have someone to shmad himself. He said, like the Mashal, the Miri, I don't know what shita you want to call it. Call it the Mashal, you call it the Miri, you call it the Shach, but there's a shita that he's a guy. So they wanted to be mitzarif, two things to be mekel, the shita that he's a guy, which no one's going to rely on this itself. Plus, that the whole Kedushin is a Mekavtos, because he himself said, I don't want to tell you I converted. If I would have told you, I was afraid you wouldn't want to marry me. So, they wanted to use those two Tzerufim to be Mekel. Ramesha, as he does here, he does there, he says you can't use as a Tzeruf this Marshal Shita. You can't use as a Tzeruf, there's no such thing. Because Lahalochi is very stark, there's no such Shita. A Yid is a Yid, you can't become a guy. He's very stark not to use it. The Tshuva, he talks about the fact that maybe he's a Mekartos. We're not Mekel very quickly on Kedushin Mekartos. Very hard to be Mekel, unless it's a case in the Gemara. But Ramesh wants to use as a Tziruf, there's a suffix in B'shas Kedushin, there were two Shomer Shabbos Yidden to be Eidim. It's a suffix, and people invited on Shomer Shabbos. Well, there are two Shomer Shabbos people there, they don't know. So he wants to use it as a tzirif. At the end of the Tshuva, he's not Mekel. He says, it's a very interesting Lashon, you should look at it. He says, Lomali l'mashkuni nafshei. He says, why should I go out of my way and take an achrayis to Paskin, such a mamzei reshayla, for a woman who's not even from Yid. She's not, she doesn't care if she marries. He says, why should we go out of our way to be mad to someone who doesn't care? He's not Mekel. What? For sure, because then the condition is she's. So what you want to do is you want to double it. You want to make him a guy, and make her his condition too.
I can't give again.
It's a tiny. I don't know. The Marshal's not here for me to ask him. I don't know. Like the Marshal, there's no condition. Ramesha rejects using even as a tzirif.
Even
a mishumet, Ramesha holds he's a yid, he's a yid. If his mother's Jewish, he's Jewish, finished. That's the way we all learn until we come to this sugya. That's the way we all learn. And when this comes up, I tell people, is a mashal, Yevamah is dafter Zayin, that holds this way. You know, but not so many people learn Yevamah is dafter Zayin. Not so many people learn Yevamah. Those who learn Yevamah don't get to dafter Zayin. And you can miss it also. But this is such a shita. Now the shita begs for an explanation. There has to be some sort of a hesber in this sugya. So from here till here, everything I told you has been with Maram Kainis. I think I basically gave you all the Maram Kainis I have on this inyan. Ramesh is true, there's more, but basically Pesach Tshuva there brings a little more, but basically these are the Maram Kainis. What I would want by way of hesber, and I have to tell you, I'm having the geis, that all these types of sugis that come up, We have an in-between yid, which doesn't make sense to us. I always go back to the Rav Naftali of Yichus Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael, which I mentioned on Thursday. And you really should chazarind your Rav Naftali, because even though you could call it, it's a Rav Naftali, you know, it's an Achman Shabbat Reinim, but the Yisayid is the Yisayid Gadol. Rav Naftali's Yisayid is that there are two parts to being a Yid. Yichus Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. There are two parts to being a Yid. Klal Yisrael before had Matan Torah, had Yichus Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, when children of Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov, they had Yichus Yisrael, they were relatives, and it didn't change. Matan Torah, the Gemara calls a Geiris. But they still remained related to the people before them. We don't say, B'matan Torah, Gershon is Gaia Kapat Shanei L'dami. We don't say that. We say they're still related. I, Matan Torah, was a Geiris. The answer is, there are two parts. There's Yichus Yisrael, which they had till then. And there's Kedushas Yisrael. The Kedushas Yisrael, which continues, which Klal Yisrael got at Har Sinai. The Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, they got there. There's a separate Nidai about a person who had a bris and didn't go to the mikveh yet. He's a ger. He's coming to the geir. So he had his bris. The derech is you do a bris, you wait for it to heal before you go into the mikveh. So it takes a week. They do the bris, and a week later he goes to the mikveh. The question is, after the bris, before the mikveh, what does he do on Shabbos? Does he keep Shabbos or he doesn't keep Shabbos? What does he do with the Shabbos in between? There's a very amusing shaila in the Aruch L'Neir's Tshuva Sefer B'Yin Tzion. It's a very amusing shaila, the way the shaila was asked. Somebody in Yerushalayim was Megayer. He had his bris. And he didn't have his tefillah yet. He came to shul on Shabbos in between. Dressed Shabbosic. Yerushalayim probably means he had a shrinal too. So he walks into shul. The people in shul told him, what are you doing here? You're not a Jew yet. So he said, I have my bris. He says, yeah, but a ger, mol v'loy taval. If he has a bris milah without mikvah, ki lulay mol. He's not a ger. You're still a guy. So not only that, they told him that he shouldn't be in shul. They told him you have to do malacha. A guy's not allowed to keep Shabbos. So he listened to them, he did malacha. If he did malacha, the word got back to the Bezdin that did the Geiris. And they said, you know, I'll do malacha. You have to bris milah, you know, I'll do malacha. You have to keep Shabbos. This was his introduction to Yiddishkeit, you understand. He wanted to keep Shabbos, he said, you have to do malacha. He did malacha, he said, you have to keep Shabbos. So they asked the Bezdin. The Bezdin said, we taka don't know the Hesber. But we know it's such a Kabbalah, you have to bris milah, you have to keep Shabbos. So they wrote a letter to the Aruch L'Neir, which to me is the biggest chiddush of the whole thing, is that from Yerushalayim, they sent the letter to a German Rav, to Esther Shaila. This is Yerushalayim in the late 1700s. But he was a Godladar. They wrote a letter asking him. So he writes back that we taka have such a Kabbalah, that after Bris Milah, before Tefillah, you keep Shabbos. Such an idea that you keep Shabbos, ulai. His lashon is Meklal Goy Yotza, Meklal Yisrael Leibah. He's in between. He's Zayis Goy, so he's allowed to keep Shabbos. But he's not fully a Yid. It's a missing explanation. The Shaila Meshiv has an explanation. The Shas Jewish Shaila Meshiv. He says that Klal Yisrael themselves got Shabbos before Har Sinai by Mora. Klal Yisrael was also half Yid. Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah were half Yid. Now Rav Naftali's Lashon, Klal Yisrael then had Yichus Yisrael, they didn't have Kedushas Yisrael. In Mara, Klal Yisrael is Mitzvah and Shabbos. So you see such a musig that a half Yid also keeps Shabbos. And that's the reason for the minig. That's what he writes. What's in the Kud I want to bring out? That we find such an in-between stage of Yid, of Yichus Yisrael, without Kedushas Yisrael. Now the Shaila Meshiv doesn't use those words. The Aruch L'Neir doesn't use these words. They use the word Meklal Goy Yotza, Meklal Yisrael Loiba. It's an in-between stage. So we have that idea that it's not my Chiddush. The fact that there's an in-between stage that we have a makar for. Yeah, we have a place that we find such a thing. Find it somewhere else also. By Kibbutz Aveim, it's interesting. It says that a guy that's Megayer still has to be Mekabit his parents. I Kachnel Dami. Shaloyimru, people shouldn't say that he comes from a Kedusha Chamura to a Kedusha Kala. Such an idea. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, why is a Ger as Megayer going to say, before I was Mechuyiv and now I'm not? So there, the Shalom Esher, I think he says the same thing. He says that a guy, when he's Megayer, after Bris Milah, before Mikvah, he's like a Yid before Mount Torah. In Mora, Kibbutz Aveim is also mentioned. In Mora, they were mitzvah in Shabbos, and Kibbutz Aveim, and a few mitzvahs. Anyway, my point is, we find it in between stage. What's going on with this Marshal? What's going on with the Miri? What's going on with all these that say such a thing? It may be that their kavana is, and this I'm just saying is a maybe, that an assimilated Yid loses Kedushas Yisrael. That's what they're saying. A Kiddush, I can't do anything. They're saying loses Kedushas Yisrael. He loses the full din of a Yid. Does that mean he loses Yichus Yisrael? It can't be. Yichus Yisrael is still has to have. Yichus Yisrael is a fact. He is throwing off of himself Kedushas Yisrael. Now, lahalacha, most people say, you can't throw it off. Ramai says, you can't. But the Marshal, who holds you could assimilate. Well, some Seifu says you could be thrown out. It's Yitachin, they mean that the Kedushas Yisrael, chelik of Yadus, you could lose. Yichus Yisrael you still have. My nafkamina. If somebody will become a Baal Tshuva, they'll have a descendant who becomes a Baal Tshuva, and he's Mekabel Kedushas Yisrael, so he'll be a Yid. He's not going to need a Geirus. He has to be Mekabel Kedushas Yisrael. But he'll need Geirus, he won't need Geirus. My point is that I'm telling you, for Vadai, there's such a Shita. The Marshal is here in front of our eyes, the Meiri is here, the Shach is here, there's such a Shita. To explain it, this, Rav Naftali helps us to say that there's an in-between stage. A person could be half Yid, could have Yichus Yisrael, but not Kedushas Yisrael. That idea, if we makabel such an idea, is something which, if we makabel such an idea, it helps us to understand that someone can lose something and his descendant can still be a Baal Tshuva. So I'm not helping for Shabbos. I'm not helping for Shabbos, but that's not really my problem. That's everybody's problem, because what's Rav Moshe going to answer? So you can't use him for Shabbos. No, none of us would use an assimilated Yid and pull him into being Mechal Shabbos. So if you don't know, so that problem is not my problem. I, you're right, it's a problem. I'm not answering it.
What about the Isser?
The Isser, so you won't have an Isser, because that's what the Aruch writes. I don't know if you could assume the chumrah kavua kol kavua kamechtam afzadani. So what are we going to do with him? We're going to say that any assimilated any human being off the street, I have to do like Avraham Avinu, it's or something. I don't know. He doesn't know who he is. I don't know. I don't know the answer. You see, that's a problem anyway. I don't know how to answer. That's a problem with halacha. The Gemara is going to say, anybody in the street, if you know there's one assimilated person. So what do we do in New York? I don't know. What do we do? If you pull him in, you could see that he's Oriental, so you assume that there's no, it's not kavua that there are assimilated Jews among the Orientals. Among the blacks, I don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. There are a lot of blacks, Spanish blacks, who say they come from Maranos. We had the Shabbos guy by us in Shul. When we opened the shul, we told the kids that he's really Jewish. He comes from Maranos. So I called the place we worked for before, a different shul. And they said, yeah, that's why they fired him. They're a Shabbos guy. They're having a time people he's Jewish. You know, there's some Mechametz there. So I don't know, but see, that's not the Marshal's problem. That's the problem of the halacha, with the way we pass him. It's a kasher. It's not our, we're not dreaming up Kol Kavua. It's the next line in the Gemara. So we have to work with it. My point is that you should have a kinyan in this Rav Naftali. The idea of Yichus Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael. The idea of an in-between stage, whether you want to use it here, you don't want to use it here. Anytime you have problems in this type of a sugya, that's what it comes to. Okay, I'd like to do tomorrow is talk about the Shiloh of Kokavu Ataka, and hopefully get close to finishing the parak.